Bar Reeves. Vikings. Get ready for Bar Reeves Sports on Four Star Country. The General, 95.9 FM, the new 101.3 FM, 1580 AM, WAMW Washington, and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. Coverage of this sports broadcast is sponsored in part by the A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, the Blake and Wagler Funeral Home, Chuckles, German American Investments, Helena Agra Enterprises, JJ's Concrete and Construction, Montgomery Medical, the Montgomery Ruritan Club, the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop, RTC Communications, the Stop and See, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, Washington Edward Jones Advisors, Landmark Surveying, Swartz and Truber Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin, and WTHI-TV. Now, Bar Reeves Sports on the General.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to French Lick, Indiana. And it is girls basketball here on a Tuesday night. Tonight, it is the Bar Reeves Vikings on the road to take on the Springs Valley Lady Blackhawks. Good evening, everybody. I am Mike DeCourcy, and we've got this non-conference matchup getting ready to go down here in French Lick. And this is a game the last several years that has been a very, very good one. Bar Reeves with a very narrow one-point victory last year at Kavanaugh Court in Montgomery. And this is a Springs Valley team that will come into tonight's contest with some size, a lot of good multi-sport athletes, and certainly a chance to win their own sectional down here in sectional 64. And you want to talk about two teams that have been very good, very deep late in the tournament here recently in the IHSAA girls basketball side of things. In 2015, Bar Reeves, an undefeated regular season that went on to the state championship game. 2016, Springs Valley turned the trick, an undefeated regular season sectional championship regional finalist squad that season. So both teams have already suffered defeats. As we mentioned, Bar Reeves comes into tonight's contest 1-3 on the season and fresh off that 41-30 defeat down at the Hatchet House on Saturday night. But as we mentioned, as the weeks will start rolling over here, the really difficult bulk of the Bar Reeves schedule, it seems to kind of hit them all at once here at first, in the first part of the season. But here in the next few weeks, that schedule will lighten a little bit. And as I mentioned, the Vikings are most likely going to start putting victories together at a very, very rapid clip as they get more and more into basketball shape. Tonight's Prescription for Success brought to you by the Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington. And we've talked about it, and it's almost been like a broken record to this point in the season. But Bar Reeves has been bitten and bitten badly by the turnover bug so far this season. They come into tonight's contest averaging about 25 turnovers a game. And if Bar Reeves can get that down to a manageable number with the size and the athleticism that they have, it's really, really, really going to benefit the Vikings in the future. More possessions equals more shots equals more points. And if the Vikings can get that down to a manageable number, a lot of wins are coming in short order. So tonight's Prescription for Success is handling the basketball. That's going to be a key here tonight. Well, both teams back to their huddle, getting final instructions. Bar Reeves, their traveling blacks, Springs Valley and their home whites, getting ready for starting lineups in the opening tip. We're going to take a timeout, and when we come back, we'll have those starting lineups in the opening tip. Back to French Lick after this timeout.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the Prescription Shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The Prescription Shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
Did you realize that you're able to make changes to your Medicare prescription drug coverage each year without answering health questions? These changes can only be made October 15th through December 7. You may change plans or carriers as your medications could have changed during the year. I'm Marilyn McCullough, the health insurance specialist at Thompson Insurance. Give me a call to review your current coverage to ensure that you're getting the best coverage for the best price. 812-254-1987 or stop by my office at 514 East Main in Washington.
The Switzer Trooper Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin is proud to serve residents of Davies County and the surrounding communities. Grant Swartz and Trooper and Abby Brown focus on real estate transactions, estate planning and administration, county government, business contracts, and personal injury. With two locations now at 412 East Flora Street in Washington and the corner of Main and Spring Street in Odin. Call 812-254-7268 for professional legal advice today. Swartz and Trooper Brown, attorneys at law, on the case working hard for you.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Starters being introduced right now. Vikings going to go this way tonight. Addison Ainsco. Addison, a 5'11 sophomore playing a one guard position. Melissa Wagler starts at another guard. She is 5'6 and a junior. Tracy Stahl back in the starting lineup tonight. Tracy, 5'7 and a sophomore. Mariah Bullock in the starting lineup as a guard tonight. Mariah, 5'5 and a junior. And in the middle tonight, Rachel Wilson. Rachel, 5'10 and a senior. Vikings coached by Brett Graber. And Springs Valley, they are going to go like this here tonight. Starting at one forward position, Jewel McCormick. McCormick is a 6 foot junior. She's going to be joined tonight in the starting lineup by Ellison Burton. Burton starts at a guard position. She is a junior. Yanessa Gilmore, another forward tonight. She wears number 23. She's a sophomore. Tatum Mills, also in the starting lineup for tonight for Springs Valley. She is a sophomore forward. And then Shakira Hartford. Hartford is a forward, and she is a sophomore as well. And Springs Valley, coached by Marty Niehaus, and we know Marty Niehaus here now in multiple seasons at Springs Valley, but decided she was going to retire from Forest Park, retired for about a year, and decided she didn't like that anymore. Back on the sidelines here at French Lick in Springs Valley High School. So both teams standing in the center circle. Tip tonight brought to you by Boyd Grain in Washington. And ball is up. Tip is controlled by Bar Eve. Here comes Addison Ainsco. Down to Rachel Wilson. Little tip play right off the bat. Good start for Bar Eve. 2-0. And quickly down the other way, Bar Eve jogs down the floor. McCormick gets behind the defense and lays it in. So we're tied at 2, and the game's only 15 seconds old. So bad transition defense for each team to start. Vikings with it, trying to get into their first set. Ainsco's got it on the right side. Mariah Bullock stops and pops, 16-footer, and got it, 4-2. One thing about Springs Valley, I've always thought that this is a good gym to shoot the basketball in. Good sight lines. It seems like the rim is a little bit softer. Lob play down to McCormick. She's going to miss it, grab her own rebound, and lay it up and in. And being the volleyball guy that I am, I've watched her play volleyball. Not only is she about 6 feet tall, but she is a jumping jack, and she had a quick second jump right there, laid it in. On the other end, Rachel Wilson's going to have her shot blocked by McCormick, and here comes Valley the other way. Burton's got the basketball, right-hand dribble, little floater, no good, but guess who? McCormick, she's got all six. And Bar Eve has not kept her off the backboard. She's sprinted faster, she's jumped higher, and she's rebounded better so far. 6-4, Springs Valley on top by a pair. Kick ball on the other end. Bar Eve going to get it in front of the Springs Valley bench. 6-4 here in the early going. Valley by a pair. 6.5 minutes left. Opening quarter. Melissa Wagler. Rachel Wilson. Over to Tracy Stahl. And Ainsco going to have her shot blocked. Help side defense. That was McCormick. And on the carom, however, Valley, when they catch it, they're going to travel with it. So Bar Eve going to get it underneath their own basket. So a little bit of a break there for Bar Eve, but McCormick is just filling up the stat sheet here in the early going. On the ensuing possession, Mariah Bullock inside out from Tracy Stahl. Mo knocks in a three. 7-5 or 7-6, Vikings by one. McCormick, little high-low action, and layup going to be missed, but Valley going to pick it up. No good. Valley again, Bar Eve just having an awful time on the boards. Now Rachel Wilson going to rip one out. Here comes Ainsco. Going to get it ahead. Bullock off the glass. Got it. Mariah's got seven. And Bar Eve with a 9-6 lead. So good start for the Vikings. If they can keep Jewel McCormick occupied, that will really benefit their position here tonight. Three going to be up and missed by Valley. And possession arrow going to keep it. On the Springs Valley Inn. 9-6 Vikings. On the inbounds. Burton going to launch a three from the corner. It's going to roll off. No good. Tapped out of bounds by McCormick. Are you going to get it? So 5:04 left, opening quarter, 9-6 Bar Eve. Vikings with the basketball. And so far here today, at least, it's been the Mariah Bullock show. Bullock, a three and two twos for a quick 7 points here in the first 3 minutes of the game. Bar Eve set right here. Melissa Wagler going to go down the lane, kick it out. Mariah Bullock, Rachel Wilson, 16-footer from the elbow, got it. Rachel can shoot that. She got her feet set, knocked it in. So it's 11-6. Vikings with a 5-point lead. Ainsco going to almost get a steal, but Valley going to throw it in the backcourt. First turnover on Valley, and Bar Eve going to get it in front of the Valley bench. So 11-6 Vikings. And here in Game 5, this is the best start of the season for Bar Eve. On the inbounds, Tracy Stahl's got it, left side, little dribble handoff action. There is Ainsco. She's going to go down the rim, miss the layup. Rachel Wilson going to rebound it, and she's going to be fouled by McCormick and go to the line to shoot two. It's a good ball screen set right there by Coach Graber, where not only did you have Rachel Wilson setting the ball screen, Ainsco coming off of it, but then they put Mariah Bullock in the corner, tried to make the Valley defense make a decision. And Addison had a layup that rolled off, but that help allowed Rachel Wilson to step in, grab the rebound. She made the first. 12-6 Bar Eve now. Rachel with one more. Rachel's second one, got them both. 13-6 Vikings. 4 minutes and 15 seconds left in the opening quarter. Bar Eve going to go 2-3 zone this time. There's McCormick on the high-low, and she's going to be fouled. And they're going to get that on Rachel Wilson. First foul on Bar Eve. So McCormick at the free throw line. Her first one is short. She'll have another one. Vikes by seven here in the early going. McCormick's second one. That one's going to roll in. She's got all seven of the Springs Valley points. Here comes Ainsco with the basketball. Addison out to Mariah. Dribble handoff, Tracy Stahl. And Bar Eve had it designed. They had Addison Ainsco on a back cut. Tracy going to travel with it, however. Nice design set, but Bar Eve could not cash it in. 13-7. Bari still in that 2-3 zone. Burton. Over to Gilmore. Back to Burton. Bari almost with the steal. And then Rachel Wilson almost with the foul on the reach. Burton with a wild shot. No good. Valley going to run it down, however. And ball on the floor. And they're going to get Tracy Stahl with a foul. No. They're going to get it on Rachel Wilson. I thought that was Tracy Stahl, but they're going to get Rachel, and that's going to be two on Rachel. No argument from the Viking bench, however. Rachel's had a good start. So on the inbounds, Burton, she is trapped in the corner. Ball going to be poked away for a second. Springs Valley going to come up with it. Almost bank a three in. Ainsco going to run the rebound down. Here comes Bari with the basketball. Addison, little spin move. She's going to be fouled. Natty going to go to the line to shoot too. What little I've watched of this game so far, 5 minutes old, I'm going to tell you one thing, and that is Springs Valley cannot guard Bar Eve man-to-man. We'll see how long Coach Niehaus sticks in this defense. But having trouble with dribble penetration as Ainsco knocks the first free throw in. And on the other end, you saw that Bar Eve kind of thought the same thing. Maybe we can't guard Springs Valley man-to-man, especially with McCormick doing the early damage. Addie gets them both, 15-7. That's an 8-point Bar Eve lead. Addison's first two of the game. Bar Eve back in that 2-3 zone. And Burton going to have her pass tipped away, but Valley comes up with it. Gilmore with it. And Burton, and ball going to be tapped out of bounds. That's Lindley Sheets. Should have mentioned she was just in the game for Rachel Wilson. And Lindley coming in, doing what she does, getting active right away. Deflection out of bounds. And Valley going to get it again. But Bar Eve really active in this 2-3 zone here in the early going. On the inbounds. Vikings still in that zone. Abby Kendall just in the game. Back to Ellison Burton. Over to Gilmore. Little cut right there. Shot going to be blocked by Ainsco. Melissa Wagler picks it up. Here comes Bar Eve on the run. Melissa's got it. Over to Mariah Bullock. Mo going to set for a long one. That one's going to be short. Addison going to pick it up. Lay it up. No good, but Addison fouled. She's going to go back to the line to shoot two more. So they're going to get that foul on Shakira Hartford. That's her second. Another post player for Valley. Addison got the first free throw. Addison's got three. All of them have came from the line. McCormick back in the game. Hartford going to sit down. 16-7. Addie with one more. And that one going to be short, but they didn't block Mariah Bullock out. But Springs Valley going to pick it up as they kind of poked it away from Mariah. It looked like Mariah almost had the offensive rebound secured. Here comes Valley the other way. And a three going to be put up by Burton, and she got it. That's going to be the first basket of the game for Springs Valley by anybody not named McCormick, 16-10. 2 minutes left, first quarter. Tracy Stahl, Lindley Sheets going down the lane. And trying to drive on McCormick. She's going to kick it out of bounds. Valley going to get it back. So 16-10. Bar Eve here in the early going. Lob play down to McCormick. And Ainsville going to foul her. And if you are a member of Bari Viking Nation, that lob play ought to look familiar. And they've ran it twice now for McCormick. Threw a bad pass the first time. Pass wasn't great the second time, but McCormick going to go to the line to shoot two. She gets the first. That's eight for Jewel McCormick. She'll have one more. And the second one is going to be an air ball, and I think that came out of her hands funny. She's laughing about it going the other way. I think she's too good of a player for that to happen. So 16 to 11, Vikings by five. Melissa Wagler over to Bullock. Mariah going to skip it out. Tracy Stahl. Hainsco going to go down the lane. Little floater. No good. Rebounded by Valley. Here come the Hawks. Springs Valley. Bad pass. Going to be picked up by Barreve. Tracy Stahl gets it off to Melissa Wagler. Hainsco. Lindley Sheets going to set for a three. It's going to miss everything. And Barreve back on defense. And Hannafu's going to check in for Lindley. Vikings still in that 2-3 zone. Actually, it looks like maybe more of a 3-2. We're going 1-3-1 here. Looks like a 3-2. I think that's what the Vikings are going to settle in. 16-11, 30 seconds left here in the opening quarter. And Burton with a 16-footer. She got it. And it's 16-13. Springs Valley scored six in a row to get back in this game. So we're down to 10 seconds. Barreve going to get the last shot here. Addison Ainsco down on the baseline. Out to Melissa Wagler. Melissa's shot going to be blocked, and that's going to do it. At the end of one on the JJ's concrete scoreboard, Vikings with a good start here in French Lick. 16-13. Back to Springs Valley after this one-minute timeout.
The Montgomery Ruitton Club is proud to be a part of Montgomery and Davies County. The Ruitton Club and all its members are proud supporters of the Barrie Vikings. Important dates to remember are always available on the new and improved website. Just visit www.montgomeryruittonclub.com for events at the park, campground information, and dates for the upcoming Turkey Trot Festival. The Montgomery Ruitton Club is proud to back the Barrie Vikings. Sail on, Mighty Vikings, from the members and board of directors of the Montgomery Ruitton Club.
Life changes, then it changes again. Predicting the unexpected in life is impossible. That's why it's called the unexpected. So when it comes to your financial goals, our philosophy is don't predict, prepare. Hi, I'm Edward Jones, financial advisor Scott Cordova. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on a family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by my office in Washington for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Back at Springs Valley High School. It was a good start for Barreve. But Springs Valley closed quarter number one on a 6-0 run. Springs Valley trails Barreve 16-13, but they have the ball to start quarter number two. Barreve in a 3-2 zone here. And right down to McCormick. McCormick going to lay it in, and that was way too easy. As that is McCormick's 10th point of the game. That's eight straight for Springs Valley. Hainsco probing the defense. Going to have it poked away. Here comes Springs Valley with it. And back the other way. Shot going to be blocked. Springs Valley going to come up with it. Short little jumper going to be put up off the glass and good by Stevie McNew just in the game. Her first two. That's 10 in a row. Valley now with the lead. 17-16. Mariah Bullock down the lane. Layup, got it. Good move by Mariah. That's her ninth point. Vikings retake the lead, 18-17. And they get a cutting Jewel McCormick. Just a little pass fake. And they have just dissected this Viking zone. Coach Brett Graber going to take a timeout. We'll take one, too. 6:53 left. 19-18. Springs Valley by a point. Back to Valley in 1 minute.
The Landmark Surveying Company has offered professional land surveying services to southwestern Indiana for nearly 15 years. With a broad base of experience in land development and boundary surveying that spans industrial, commercial, and residential applications, but specialize in meeting the specific needs of their clients. So if you're looking to divide a large tract for commercial purposes or just sell an acre lot to a neighbor, call Landmark Surveying Company at 257-0950 and ask for Darren or Dennis Helms. That's Landmark Surveying at 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
And just like that, out of the timeout, Mariah Bullock goes right down the lane. Another layup off the glass, and it's good. 2019 Vikings retake the lead by a point. Mariah's last two buckets, both in the paint. Valley back on offense. Ball going to be poked away. Last touch by Valley, however. Turnover created. Barry going to get it back. It's one thing, as well as the Vikings have shot from the field in the early going, they have not been the beneficiary of, I would call it a defensive break. They've created a lot of deflections on the other end, but unable to turn those into fast break baskets going the other way. Let's see if that changes. A little dribble handoff, Hannah Foos down to Ainsco. Ainsco going to be fouled. They're going to get that on McCormick. And Ainsco going to the line for her fifth and sixth free throw attempts. That's going to be the second on Jewel McCormick, and that is a big development. Addie at the free throw line, got the first. It's four for Addison. ...21-19, Vikes by two. Addie with another, got them both. Five for Addison. Valley with the basketball. Barry back in that 3-2 zone. And ball going to be poked away. And here comes Melissa Wagler. She cut off on the sideline. Going to have to spin it back. So Melissa over to Mariah. Addison's got it in the right corner now. Let's see if Barry tries to go right at Jewel McCormick. Rachel Wilson going to drive it. Shot off the glass, no good. Rebounded by Springs Valley, and here comes the Lady Hawks, but it's going to be poked away, and here comes Hannah Foos with the basketball. Foos going to go down all the way, lay it up, no good. Rebounded by Springs Valley, and it's going to be poked away on the other end. So, Springs Valley going to get it underneath. 22-19 Vikings coming up on 5 minutes left in the second quarter. And down the lane quickly. Good move by Burton. Little floater is her seventh point. 22-21. A little offense right here by Bar Reeve. And Hannah Foos going to travel with it. It's another turnover on Bar Eve. Bar Eve still in a 3-2 zone. Burton. Corner three ball up. No good. Here comes Melissa Wagler. She's trying to run it down the floor. Mariah Bullock, step in three, swish. 14 for Mariah. Coach Marty Niehaus has seen enough. And she's going to take a timeout. We'll take one, too. 4:23 left. Second quarter, 25-21 Vikings. Back to Springs Valley in 1 minute.
Helena Agra Enterprises is proud to support Daviess County farmers and our local athletes. Crop health and crop safety is a top priority for Helena Agra Enterprises as we work with area farmers to maximize your yields in a cost-effective way. From the latest product advancements to the experienced staff we have on hand to answer your questions one-on-one, put Helena Agra Enterprises to work for you on the farm. Helena Agra Enterprises in Montgomery is a proud supporter of the Barrie Vikings.
Brighten up your day with chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for. Fast and easy, no delays. We'll get you on your way. Pick it up.
Pick it up.
Fill her up at Chuckles.
We go that extra mile.
We go that extra mile. Pick it up.
Pick it up.
Fill her up at Chuckles. You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles convenience stores.
And right out of the timeout, we've seen good execution by both teams. And McCormick just going to out-jump everybody and lay one in. Quickly back the other way, Rachel Wilson shot no good, but she's going to pick up her own miss. And the offense has been fast and furious. That is eight for Rachel, 27-23. And Kennedy Land going to travel with it very, very quickly the other way. Lindley Sheets checking in. Rachel Wilson going to sit down with those two fouls. Tracy Stahl and Hannah Foose out. Yes, Carrie Boyd, sister-in-law of the year. That is correct. Next offensive possession. Ainsco going to go down the lane. She's going to have it tapped off of her leg. And that was a lucky play for Springs Valley because that lane had opened up and Addison was going in for a layup. And somebody stuck a hand out, tipped it right off of Addie's thigh. So Valley going to get it back. Burton long three the other way, no good. And Lindley going to rip the rebound down. Here comes Barrie. And Melissa Wagler going to carry it coming up the floor. So Valley going to get it back. So 27-23 Vikings, 3 minutes left. Valley really kicking it around. Shot going to be short. Tracy going to grab the rebound. Here comes Barrie the other way. Tracy Stahl. Over to Addison Ainsco. Addie with it. Over to Melissa. Melissa, long three. Going to be short. Rebounded by Valley. And here comes Burton wanting to run it the other way. Crossover dribble. And they're going to get a block on Melissa Wagler. And that's going to be two shots for Ellison Burton. Melissa tried to take that charge, but just couldn't get there in time. Burton going to knock the first free throw in. 27-24. Got them both, 27-25. Let's see if Barrie can have a good close to the half right here. With a two-point lead. Trying to get Addison Ainsco on a back cut. Mariah Bullock out to Lindley Sheets, back in the game. Mariah looking inside to Ainsco, couldn't find her. Addie's got it now. Streaks to the bucket. Her layup, no good. Another good look for Barrie. Vikings back, missing a defensive assignment, however, but the shot going to be short, but Valley going to pick up their miss, lay it in. That is Yanesia Gilmore, her first two, and we're tied again at 27. So minute and a half left here in the second quarter. Little dribble handoff action. There goes Ainsco down the lane. She's going to be fouled. And foul going to be on the floor. Coach Brett Graber saying, Addie, go up. If Addie would have went up, two free throws. 27 all. Minute 28 left, second quarter. On the inbounds, Mariah Bullock with it. Down to Ainsco, going to go over McCormick. Her layup, no good. And almost a jump ball call. Here comes Springs Valley the other way. Burton's got it. And pass going to be tipped away, but Valley picks it back up. Bari back in that zone defense. Looks like a 2-3 this time. Burton with it. Over to Kennedy Land. Back to Burton. We're at 45 seconds. We'll see if Bari is going to have a possession again this half or if Valley wants it. Well, three going to be put up. No good. And here comes Ainsco with it. Melissa Wagler's got it. Going to skip it out. Addison going to fire a three. It's no good. Tracy Stahl going to rebound it. Now we're going to have a jump ball. Possession arrow going to give it back to Bari with 21.8. Mariah Bullock keying it in. Looks like Coach Graber in the background saying one shot. Let's get it. Tracy Stahl on the inbounds. Looks like Valley going to, this is a 2-3 zone for Springs Valley. And it is. So here comes Ainsco. We're at 10. Bullock over to Melissa Wagler. Melissa going to set for a three. It's no good. Rebounded by Valley. And time is going to run out. At halftime, on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, it's been an offensive flurry in the first half. Bar Eve and Springs Valley tied at 27 all. We're going to take a 3-minute timeout. And when we come back, we'll have the halftime statistics set up the second half. Vikings and Valley tied at 27 here in French Lick. Back to Springs Valley after this 3-minute timeout.
Now with fast fiber on ramps to the internet from RTC Communications, you can get online faster than ever. With RTC Communications, you get fast upload and download, streaming movies with virtually no buffering, and no data caps. The simple translation, quality, reliable internet service you can always count on. Call RTC Communications at 812-486-3211 and get your own fast IntelliSense speed internet on ramp today.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleberg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Oden-Kettleberg Road next to Graber Post.
Stop by Stop and See in Montgomery for their famous hand-breaded fish sandwiches. Stop and See has a full menu of sandwiches, salads, and all the sides, and much more. We have something for everyone. Take a break today and let Stop and See do the cooking for your family. Stop and See is located on Highway 50 in Montgomery. Call 812-486-3882, and we will have your order ready for pickup. Stop and See is a proud sponsor of Bar Reeve Sports.
The Washington Chrysler Center Deal of the Month is a 2019 Dodge Journey. These are perfect for your family hauling from ball games to school, work, and back home. And now during the Black Friday sales event at Washington Chrysler, you can own a new 2019 Journey for as low as $18,687. That's right, rebates and incentives up to $5,500 mean big savings for you. Only 9 in stock, these will go fast. See the sales team today and take your new Dodge Journey home during the Black Friday sales event at the Washington Chrysler Center or online at WashingtonChryslerCenter.net.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day?
We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Health insurance. It's now more complicated than ever. Are you required to have health insurance? Do you qualify for a subsidy or a waiver? I'm Marilyn McCullough, the health insurance specialist at Thompson Insurance. I can help you make sense out of the health insurance issues of today. The annual open enrollment period runs from November 1st through January 31st. During this time, you can sign up for health coverage or make changes to your current plan. Whether you have health insurance questions for yourself or your business, contact me, Marilyn McCullough, at Thompson Insurance, 812-254-1987.
Back at the Hawk's Nest, French Lick, Indiana, Springs Valley High School, halftime on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard. Entertaining first half, bar even Springs Valley, tied at 17. Well, here at halftime, it has been a tale of two players putting on a show here in the first half for their respective teams. We'll start with Springs Valley. They're 27 points at halftime. They're going to be led by 6 foot sophomore, 6 foot junior Jewel McCormick. McCormick with 6 2-point baskets. McCormick was 2 of 4 from the free throw line. Jewel McCormick, 14 points at halftime to lead the Hawks. She's going to be followed by Ellison Burton. Burton, a junior point guard. She has a 3-point basket, 2 2-point baskets, 2 of 2 from the line for 9 points, and then a pair of Lady Hawks with 2 points each. Stevie McNew with a layup for 2 points, and Yanessa Gilmore, a rebound putback for her 2 points. For Bar Eve in the first half, it has been the Mariah Bullock story. Mariah Bullock, 2 3-point baskets, 4 2-point baskets. Mariah tied here at halftime for game-high scoring honors with 14 points. Only 3 Vikings in the scoring column in the first half, the second of which is Rachel Wilson. Rachel, 3 2-point baskets, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Rachel with 8 points here at halftime. Next up for the Vikings, Addison Ainsco. Ainsco, no field goals yet, but a steady trip to the free throw line for Addison. She is 5 of 6 from the free throw line, all 2-shot opportunities for 5 points here at halftime. So Bullock with 14, Rachel Wilson with 8, Ainsco with 5. Add that up, that's 27. At the end of the first quarter, Bar Eve jumped out to that quick 16-7 lead. Valley scored the last 6 points of quarter number one to cut it to 16-13 after one. And at halftime, 27-27. As Coach Graber and the staff in the locker room, and one thing that's going to be taking place is it's going to be a battle of adjustments for Springs Valley. It's going to be not only how do you locate Mariah Bullock with her open attempts, but also how do you close down those driving lanes as Bar Eve with multiple trips to the free throw line and putting their best player, Springs Valley's best player, Jewel McCormick, in foul danger with those 2 fouls, but she did get to the locker room without picking up number 3. And for Bar Eve, it's going to be just the opposite. How do you stop the best player on Springs Valley, Jewel McCormick, as she has pretty much scored in a variety of ways? She has got rebound putback baskets. She has outran the Vikings down the floor. She's out-jumped the Vikings on lob plays, and she's done it in a variety of ways. The only kryptonite for McCormick in the first half, it appears, is Jewel McCormick, 2 of 4 from the free throw line. So other than that, that's going to be the riddle that the Vikings are going to have to solve here at halftime. But you can bet Brett Graber, Mark Holt, and the gang figuring out a plan here for the second half. So Bar Eve and Springs Valley tied here at halftime on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard. It is 27-27. Bar Eve headed back out on the floor. We're going to take another 3-minute timeout. And when we come back, we'll have all the second half. Vikings and Valley tied at 27. Back to French Lick after this timeout.
Montgomery Medical Associates offering hometown medical care for the entire family. Flu season is upon us. Get your flu shots now at Montgomery Medical. No appointment needed. Office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. For an appointment, call 812-486-2842. Dr. Merle Halsapple and staff want the Vikings to have a healthy and injury-free game. Doc says there's no cure for the Viking fever. For an appointment, call 812-486-2842. Go Vikings!
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
Your financial security deserves the professional attention of a full-time financial advisor. This is Sarah Browning with Edward Jones at 310 Southeast 21st Street in Washington. If you want investment information and service that's tailored specifically to your needs, put our years of experience to work for you. At Edward Jones, we offer stocks, corporate bonds, government bonds, and tax-advantaged investments. Give me a call at 254-3739. Let's help make your money work harder starting today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
The Montgomery Ruiton Club is proud to be a part of Montgomery and Daviess County. The Ruiton Club and all its members are proud supporters of the Barre Vikings. Important dates to remember are always available on the new and improved website. Just visit www.montgomeryruitonclub.com for events at the park, campground information, and dates for the upcoming Turkey Trot Festival. The Montgomery Ruiton Club is proud to back the Barre Vikings. Sail on, Mighty Vikings, from the members and board of directors of the Montgomery Ruiton Club.
The Landmark Surveying Company in Washington is proud to offer professional service in the field with land surveyors and consultants performing boundary surveys, land title surveys, surveyor location reports, subdivision design, site planning, general land consulting, and more. Give Dennis or Darren a call to set up an appointment for your surveying estimate at 257-0950. The Landmark Surveying Company, 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
Back at Springs Valley High School and getting ready for second half action. Barre even Springs Valley, and it will be Springs Valley basketball to start the second half. So 27 all, and it will be the starting five back on the floor for Barre even. Mariah Bullock, Melissa Wagler, Rachel Wilson, Addison Ainsco, and Tracy Stahl. And it looks like Barre even going to be back in that 2-3 zone, or 3-2 zone, it looks like. And Valley trying to probe it a little bit. And ball in the post, little hook shot up and good by Shakira Harford. That's her first two. Valley has the lead, 29-27. Ainsco going to kick it back to Bullock on the other end. Mariah over to Tracy Stahl. Tracy down to Rachel Wilson. Rachel, left-hand layup. Got it, and I think Barre needs to really attack Jewel McCormick in the post. She just went straight up, didn't even try to block the shot. And McCormick going to spin one in on the other end. That's 16 for Jewel McCormick. And Barre going to throw it away down here. And here comes Burton on the run. Burton going to dribble through everybody. Layup, no good. McCormick going to pick it up and lay it in. 33-29. So Vikings now trail by four. That's their biggest deficit of the night. Ainsco. Tracy Stahl going to fire a three. It's an air ball rebounded by Springs Valley. She gets it off to Burton. And Barre just needs a defensive stop. 3-2 zone still for Barre. Burton going to set for a long three. Going to roll out. Good block out by Rachel Wilson that time. Ainsco going to pick it up, and here comes Barre with it. Addie with the basketball out to Melissa Wagler. dribble handoff action. Ainscoga to stop and pop from the elbow. Got it. That's seven for Addison. Her first field goal of the night, 33-31. So back and forth we go here. And there's McCormick, just gets behind everybody again. That's way too easy. 20 points for Jewel McCormick. Coach Brett Graber wants a timeout. We'll take one, too. 5:39 left. Third quarter, 35-31. Vikings trail by four. Back in 1 minute.
This Christmas, give the gift that says, "You've been good this year." Give a new Ford from Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. Why? Because when someone does the right thing, it's important to let them know that you've noticed. Plus, right now, during Ford's Built for the Holidays event, you can save with special financing and cashback options to qualified buyers. Ford, because doing the right thing matters. Drive one home for Christmas from Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington or online at BillDobson.com.
Now with fast fiber on ramps to the internet from RTC Communications, you can get online faster than ever. With RTC Communications, you get fast upload and download, streaming movies with virtually no buffering, and no data caps. The simple translation, quality, reliable internet service you can always count on. Call RTC Communications at 812-486-3211 and get your own fast IntelliSense speed internet on ramp today.
Back at Springs Valley, Barry with the basketball. Melissa Wagler out to Tracy Stahl. Tracy down the lane. Short jumper, no good. Rebounded by Valley with the basketball. Springs Valley. And a long two put up by Land. No good. Rebounded by Valley. There's McCormick in the lane. Layup, got it. 37-31. Valley by six. Melissa Wagler with the basketball. That's Jewel McCormick's 22nd point. Rachel Wilson, a little short jumper in the lane, got it to go. That's Rachel's 12th point. So we've talked a lot about the Valley post player. Rachel Wilson's had a good night, too, with 12. And almost a steal by Bullock. Ball going to be poked away. Valley going to pick it up. Shot up, no good. And last touched by Valley out of bounds. And we've got a warning on the Bar Eve bench. And I don't know if that was Coach Graber being out of the box. I don't know if it was on Coach Mark Holt. I'll have to get some clarification on that earlier. Bar Eve's bench didn't say a whole lot. They wanted an over-the-back foul on McCormick. Quite frankly, it was missed. Ainsco over to Rachel Wilson. Her shot going to be blocked by McCormick. And here comes Valley. The other way. Stevie McNew with the basketball. Between the legs dribble. Down to McCormick in the post. McCormick goes off the glass. Got it. 24 for Jewel McCormick. So Barry with the basketball. Melissa Wagler. Tracy Stahl in the left corner. Addison Ainsco. Ainsco floater off the glass. No good. Fight for the rebound. McCormick going to pick it up. And here comes Valley with a six-point lead and the ball. 39-33. 2-3 zone this time for Bar Eve. And they're going to get a travel on Gilmore. So Bar Eve going to get it back, but getting consistent stops and finding out a way to slow Jewel McCormick has been a struggle for the Vikings. 24 points for the junior post player from Springs Valley. Ainsco going to have her shot blocked by McCormick, and here comes McNew on the run, going to bounce it over. Guess who? Jewel McCormick. Layup, got it. That is 26 for Jewel McCormick. 41-33. Bullock, Rachel Wilson. Rachel down the lane. Shot going to be partially blocked by McCormick. And here comes Valley. And Ellison going to be fouled. She's going to go to the line to shoot two. Coach Graber wanting to travel the referee with bunny ears. He didn't say anything there. Two shots for Burton. And she got the first one to go. 42-33. McCormick going to sit down. Got them both. And that is a 10-point Springs Valley lead. Coming up on 2 minutes left here in the third quarter. Ains go down the lane. Layup, got it. Good move by Addison. Here comes Valley the other way. See what type of defense Barreve is in here. Is it back man-to-man, it looks like. 43-35. And off the glass, shot up, no good by Valley, but they're going to grab their own rebound. Ball going to be poked away on the floor. And here comes Mariah Bullock with it. Mariah out, going to cross over, go down, shot up off the glass, no good, rebounded by Valley. And here comes Burton the other way with a dead sprint. She's going to be fouled by Tracy Stahl and go to the line to shoot two. Burton with 11 points, 4-4 from the line. And that one going to be missed. Seems to be some discussion right here as to Barreve did not have their spots occupied. Are they going to give her another shot? And since that bottom spot wasn't occupied, we've got two shots. Barreve bench concurs. So it looked like Ellison had missed her first. And she hits what should have been her second attempt. 44-35. Burton will have one more. Got them both. 10-point lead again for Springs Valley. Here comes Addison Ainsco. And just a little ball screen. Addison going to go down off the glass. No good, but she's going to go to the line to shoot two more. And Addison has just made a living at the line tonight. Addison with nine points on the evening, but this will be her 7th and 8th free throw attempts. And he got the first. Lindley Sheets. Hannah Fusa in the game. Tracy Stahl, Rachel Wilson take a seat. Addie with another. Got them both. It's 11 for Addison. She's 7 of 8 from the line tonight. Barry's cut it to 8 again. Minute left here in the third. And McCormick back in the game for Springs Valley and her 26 points. Marive man-to-man right here on defense. I've got Ainsco guarding McCormick. 40 seconds. Little flex cut going to be picked off by Bullock. Here comes Marive, 30 seconds left. Mariah. Looks like it will be Marive basketball to start the fourth quarter. So Marive going to go for the last shot. If they can get a score and then a score out of the quarter break, could be an interesting deal here. So we're coming up on 10 seconds. Ainsco, crossover dribble. Bullock down the lane. Wild shot, no good, but it's going to be blocked out of bounds with 3 seconds. Mariah was just out of time and out of space, had to throw it up, but McCormick going to get a hand on it. So 3 seconds left. So on the inbounds, Ainsco is going to have to step back and fire it. No good. And at the end of three on the JJ's concrete scoreboard, Springs Valley with an 18-point explosion, and they take a 45-37 lead. We'll be back for fourth quarter action after this one-minute timeout.
Helena Agra Enterprises is proud to support Daviess County farmers and our local athletes. Crop health and crop safety is a top priority for Helena Agra Enterprises as we work with area farmers to maximize your yields in a cost-effective way. From the latest product advancements to the experienced staff we have on hand to answer your questions one-on-one, put Helena Agra Enterprises to work for you on the farm. Helena Agra Enterprises in Montgomery is a proud supporter of the Barrie Vikings.
Blake Wagler Funeral Home is dedicated to making your public, private, religious, secular, or fraternal ceremony as memorable as possible. Ceremonies are a special time for family and friends to pay tribute and say goodbye. Let Blake Wagler Funeral Home guide you as to which options are correct and the most affordable. Call the Blake Wagler Funeral Home at 812-486-2699 to discuss your pre-planned funeral arrangement. Remember that your prepaid funeral contract can be transferred to any funeral home. Blake Wagler Funeral Home in Montgomery. Every life has a story. A proud supporter of Barrie Sports.
It will be Barrie basketball, 45-37. Valley by 8. Addison Ainsco. Ball going to be poked away into the backcourt. And Burton with it. And she's just going to hand it off to Stevie McNew. McNew lays it in. Burton looked confused there for a second. She was so wide open. Valley by 10 again. So not the start Barrie wanted. Ainsco crossover dribble. Her shot going to be blocked. Here comes McNew the other way. Spin dribble. Going to try to back it out. Bounces it over to Burton. And Valley with a 10-point lead going to set up some offense. McCormick. Over to McNew in the left corner. And Hannah Foose guarding her. Ball on the floor. And Lindley Sheets going to pick it up. And here comes Mariah Bullock. Moe with the basketball. Minute gone. Ainsco high on the right side. Out to Melissa Wagler. Melissa sets for three, but it's going to be short. And here comes Valley with the basketball. 10-point lead for Springs Valley. 47-37. 6.5 minutes left. McNew on the baseline. And they're going to get an offensive foul. Good job by Hannah Foose. Not only sliding over, being in that help side position on the baseline, but she really squared up and took that charge. Good job by the senior super sub here tonight. 47-37. Mari with the basketball. 6:22 left. Plenty of time for the Vikings, but you don't want to waste it. And they've got to start scoring. Tracy Stahl, Rachel Wilson, 15-footer from the elbow, in and out, no good. Rebounded by Springs Valley, and there's Foose again, going to poke it away, and here comes Barrie on the run. Hannah Foos going to go down. Layup, no good. Ball out of bounds. Last touch by Springs Valley. So, Bar, you've had a chance right there, but Springs Valley hustled back and tapped it out of bounds. Bar even needs to find a way to get an easy basket. There's Foos down in the post. Her shot, no good. Last touch by Rachel Wilson. Knowing Coach Brett Graber the way I do, I got to wonder how much longer it's going to be until some pressure defense is applied. Maybe of the 1-2 or 1-3-1 variety, perhaps. So Valley with the basketball. Burton, ball going to be kicked out of bounds. Last touch by Bari. So on the inbounds, Valley. There's Jewel McCormick. Cuts in behind everybody, lays it up and in. 28 for Jewel McCormick. 49-37, Vikes trail by 12. And Hannah Foos in the post. Her shot no good. Rachel Wilson going to have it ripped away. Here comes Burton. And with 5 minutes left in the basketball game, she's going to take her time getting across the timeline. Walks it into the center circle. Bari's still man-to-man on defense. Burton going to go down the lane. Little floater off the glass. No good. Tapped around. Going to be a jump ball. Possession arrow. Going to give it back to Valley on the baseline. Melissa Wagler checking back in for the Vikings. Tracy Stahl going to sit down. Valley by 12. And on the inbounds, they lose McCormick again. 30 for Jewel McCormick. Brett Graber wants a timeout. We'll go ahead and take one, too. 4:42 left in the basketball game. 51-37, Valley, their biggest lead. Back to Springs Valley after this one-minute timeout.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleburg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Oden-Kettleburg Road, next to Graber Post.
Put a big red bow on your new ride this Christmas season during the Black Friday sales event at the Washington Chrysler Center. Now's the time to cash in on the biggest deals of the year. Choose the 2019 Jeep Cherokees at $22,208 or a 2018 Jeep Renegade four-wheel drive only $23,114. How about the new 2019 Ram Laramies, now with up to $9,000 in rebate? See sales team for details. The biggest deals of the year going on now during the Black Friday sales event at the Washington Chrysler Center, downtown.
Springs Valley High School, 51-37, Valley in control, and it will be Bari basketball. Ainsco with it down in the right corner, trying to get around everybody. Her shot going to be blocked. And Valley going to come up with a rebound. And one of the problems that Bari has ran into tonight is they are just simply over-driving the basketball. And you've got Jewel McCormick waiting in there, those long arms, and she has rejected several shots. There's McCormick, layup no good this time. They have a fight for it, jump ball, possession arrow back to Bari with 4:07 left. So here come the Vikings with it. Ainsco. Mariah Bullock's got it now. Mo with the basketball. Mariah Good post-entry pass, Rachel Wilson. And I tell you, McCormick has done a phenomenal job tonight. She blocked Rachel's shot again right there, and she doesn't lean. She goes straight up, has great defensive position, good instincts, and just has been a – just a she's wreaked havoc on the Vikings. But on the other end, Valley going to throw one out of bounds. So with 3.5 minutes, Vary going to get it back, trailing by 14. Bullock's got it on the right side. Over to Ainsco. Bullock with it again, high in the center circle. Hirsch runner off the glass, no good. Rebounded by Valley, and here come the Hawks with the basketball. And what started so promising for the Vikings, a lot of scripted offensive sets. Valley has taken control. Now Marty Niehaus wants a full timeout. We'll take another one. 2:58 left. Valley 51, Barive 37. Back to French Lick after this one-minute timeout.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Brighten up your day with Chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for.
From food to fuel, Chuckles has you covered. Fast, clean, and easy. Your Chuckles store may look new, but we've been helping folks get on their way for over 40 years. We work hard every day to put a smile on your face with 100% guaranteed fuel and clean stores. Visit your neighborhood Chuckles today.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles convenience stores.
Back at Springs Valley High School, French Lick. The Vikings trail Springs Valley, 51-37. We're under 3 minutes left here in the game. Little 1-3-1 this time. Barive going to tap it out of bounds. Springs Valley really having a hard time with it. They're going to be trapped in the corner, and they're going to get a travel on Springs Valley. So Barive going to get it back. 2:39 left. Well, tonight here in Springs Valley, it has been the Jewel McCormick show, the junior post player for Valley. 30 points. A little dribble handoff action. Mariah Bullock going to set for three. It's going to be no good. Going to have a tie-up. Possession arrow. Going to give it back to Valley with 2:24 left. So Valley with the basketball. Looks like Barive going to into some trapping defense right here. McCormick with it. Quick jumper going to be put up by Valley. No good, but there's McCormick. Rebound, layup, got it. 32 for Jewel McCormick. Quickly the other way. Ainsco going to knock in a three. And that's the first basket of quarter number four for Barry. 53-40. And Valley going to break the Barive trap. Layup, however, no good. Going to roll off. Here come the Vikings quickly the other way. Ainsco going to go down. Skip it over. Mariah Bullock going to set for three. Short. Rebounded by Valley. And here come the Hawks quickly the other way. Valley going to back it out. Caught along half court. Mariah Bullock trying to get a steal. She's going to reach in and foul Burton. So 53-40, Springs Valley by 13. Burton with it. Ball going to be poked away. There's Mariah Bullock with it. Mariah, little scoop layup, no good, and rebounded by Springs Valley. And down on the baseline, spin move, layup, no good by Stevie McNew, but she's going to foul Rachel Wilson, so the Vikings are going to get it back with 58 seconds left in the game. So Barry with the basketball. Bullock stops and pops. 18-footer. No good. Rebounded by Valley. Clears it off to Burton. Barry still trapping here. 40 seconds left and a 13-point deficit. Burton down on the baseline. May have double dribbled and got away with it, but she's going to step on the baseline. Barry going to get it back with 36 seconds. 53-40, Vikings continuing to fight, but they're going to fall to 1-4 here tonight. Ainsco skips it back. Mariah Bullock, 14-footer. Mo got it. And with 25 seconds left, Coach Graber wants a full timeout. We'll take one more. 53-42, Vikings trail by 11. Back to Springs Valley in 1 minute.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
Did you realize that you're able to make changes to your Medicare prescription drug coverage each year without answering health questions? These changes can only be made October 15th through December 7th. You may change plans or carriers as your medications could have changed during the year. I'm Marilyn McCullough, the health insurance specialist at Thompson Insurance. Give me a call to review your current coverage to ensure that you're getting the best coverage for the best price. 812-254-1987 or stop by my office at 514 East Main in Washington.
Back at Springs Valley, Bar Eve trails the Hawks 53-42. They're going to drop to 1-4 on the season. 25 seconds left in the game. Coach Graber taking what I believe was his last time out to set up a little pressure defense here. But Valley going to break it and going ahead and pull it back out. And Coach Graber saying no foul. And Burton going to back it out. Vikings continuing to chase here. And ball going to be poked away. Barry going to come up with it. Ainsco going to go down, lay it in, and that's going to do it as the Vikings fall here to Springs Valley tonight, 53-44. Postgame show tonight brought to you by Alex Knepp, Senior Financial Advisor at German American in Washington. We're going to take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll have all the postgame scoring and the Build Opson Ford Tough Player of the Game. We'll set up the rest of the week and more. Vikings fall tonight, 53-44. Back to Springs Valley right after this.
The Switzer Trooper Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin is proud to serve residents of Davies County and the surrounding communities. Grant Swartz and Trooper and Abby Brown focus on real estate transactions, estate planning and administration, county government, business contracts, and personal injury. With two locations now at 412 East Flora Street in Washington and the corner of Main and Spring Street in Odin. Call 812-254-7268 for professional legal advice today. Swartz and Trooper Brown, attorneys at law, on the case, working hard for you.
The Vikings are working hard to achieve their dreams and goals. You dream of someday enjoying a relaxing retirement? Saving now affects the lifestyle you'll be able to have in the future. This is Alex Knepp, your local financial advisor with German American. I specialize in developing plans to help you meet your dreams and goals. Invest with the name you know and trust. Call today at 254-5909 or stop by and see me in Washington or Lagodi. And good luck to all Viking teams.
This Christmas, give the gift that says, "You've been good this year." Give a new Ford from Build Option Ford in downtown Washington. Why? Because when someone does the right thing, it's important to let them know that you've noticed. Plus, right now, during Ford's Built for the Holidays event, you can save with special financing and cash back options to qualified buyers. Ford, because doing the right thing matters. Drive one home for Christmas from Build Option Ford in downtown Washington or online at buildoption.com.
Back at Springs Valley with one of my friends, Dr. Lana Helms, longtime sponsor here for Bar Eve Sports. You've probably heard her on the radio. Vikings fall tonight to Springs Valley, 53-44. Post-game scoring tonight, we'll start with Springs Valley. And tonight it was the Jewel McCormick show. McCormick, 32 points to lead all scorers. McCormick, 15 two-point baskets, 2 of 4 from the line for her 32. She's going to be followed by Ellison Burton. Burton, a 3-point basket, 2 2-point baskets, 6 of 6 from the line for her 13. Stevie McNew, 2 2-point baskets for 4. Inessia Gilmore, a 2-point basket. And Shakira Hartford, a 2-point basket. Add all that up, that's 53 for Springs Valley. For Bar Eve tonight, they're going to be only 3 Vikings in the scoring column. They're going to be led by Addison Ainsco and Mariah Bullock. Addison Ainsco tonight, 7 of 8 from the 3-point line, or 7 of 8 from the free throw line. A 3-point basket, 3 2-point baskets, that's 16 points. Mariah Bullock, the quick start. Mariah with 14 points in the first half. Only a 2-point basket in the second half, but Mariah ties for game high honors for Bar Eve with 16. Third score tonight, all on double figures, Rachel Wilson. Rachel with 5 2-point baskets, 2 of 2 from the line. Rachel with 12. At the end of one quarter, it was Bar Eve with a 16-13 lead. At halftime, it was 27-27, Bar Eve and Valley. At the end of three quarters, Valley claimed the lead 45-37, and Valley wins it going away tonight 53-44. A little bit of hardware to pass out tonight. Bill Dobson, Ford Tough Player of the Game. And tonight, that's going to be Mariah Bullock. Bullock, 14 first-half points, got the Vikings off to a good start. And she's going to be our Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game. Well, setting up the rest of the week quickly, we will have a Thursday night broadcast here. The Bar Eve girls will be at Paoli, and airtime on that will be about 7:15, 7:20. And then a double dip this weekend for the Viking boys on Friday night. Tecumseh comes to town. The Braves and the Vikings. Tip time going to be about 7:45 at Kavanaugh Court on Friday night. And then on Saturday, the Vikings head down to Orleans to play the Bulldogs. Airtime on Saturday night going to be about 7:15. So one more time, Vikings fall tonight to Springs Valley, 53-44. I'd like to thank my buddy Renee Lyle back at the station, keeping us on air, online, and on time. I'm Mike DeCourcy. Good night, everybody.
Vikings. This concludes coverage of Bar Eve Sports on 4-Star Country, The General, 95.9 FM, The New 101.3 FM, 1580 AM WAMW Washington, and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. Coverage of this sports broadcast sponsored by
the A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, the Blake and Wagler Funeral Home, Chuckles, German American Investments, Helena Agra Enterprises, JJ's Concrete and Construction, Montgomery Medical, the Montgomery Ruritan Club, the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop, RTC Communications, the Stop and See, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, Washington Edward Jones Advisors, Landmark Surveying, Swartzentruber Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin, and WTHI-TV.
Be sure to visit the sports broadcast page from WAMWAMFM.com to download a digital copy of this game. The General.